Testing. Okay. So could you start by telling me your name and spelling it for me?
Yeah. My name is Seamus Angel, Seamus Angell.
Perfect. And could you tell me what you had for breakfast this morning?
White Monster.
Perfect. Perfect. One second. I was just testing my levels. All right. Testing. Okay, that's much better. All right. So when you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are on the scale between trust and distrust, trust being 1 and distrust being 10?
I say I would be at about a 7 or an 8.
Awesome. And could you share the story of like why you picked that spot? Like, why do you feel that way?
Well, I started voting as soon as I was 18. First election I was able to vote in was the Democratic primary in 2020. And then I saw Bernie win the first 3 states, and I saw what happened to the Democratic Party after that, and then where it folded in on him and basically, in my opinion, stomped out any sentiment of real change. And I was very proud for that to be my first vote. And then from that and seeing what has happened, 2020, that election, and then now what we're going into, the system, I don't think has ever really worked all that well, but recently I think its flaws and are really at a breaking point.
Thank you so much for sharing that. So you did share you're at about like a 7 or an 8 on this scale. Do you have like a spot you'd prefer to be on the scale, and would there be any conditions you can imagine that would get you to that spot?
I mean, I would rather be at a 2 or a 3, definitely. Growing up, probably I was at a 5. I grew up in Madison. I marched against Scott Walker when with Act 12 and unions, and then saw all those people. I saw tons of people come out and support and the recall election, and it was all for nothing. So I would really prefer to be, and then that started me more to distrust, but I would. Any changes at this point, I think, really need to come from a local level. It is more than ever evident that national politicians, and specifically both parties, don't really care much of anything about the people and only really care about votes. You can really tell that with the failure to codify Roe v. Wade while we had a supermajority, and just letting that happen, and then now Democrats using that as a massive push as to why we should vote for them and have to fall in line, really just erodes any semblance of trust that I had in the system. And for that to change, I would have to see a lot of change.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you wanted to share with us today?
No. Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you.